Good morning. This is the Delaware Valley QCWA Chapter 5 Net, which meets every Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m. Happy New Year, everyone. This is the first net of 2017. Do we have any check-ins this morning for the net? WA3DSP in Cape May, New Jersey. Good morning, Doug. KJ3P, Jim. Okay, good morning, Jim, KJ3P. I hope you aren't the only check-in, but on special days like this, often we either have a lot of check-ins or none at all, hardly. But good to hear you in here this morning, and Happy New Year to you. I am in Cape May at our house here at the shore. It looks like it's going to be a nice day. It's sunny out there, and the sky is clear. And I didn't check the temperature, but it's supposed to be quite warm today, at least for this time of year. Do we have any other check-ins this morning for the Delaware Valley QCWA Chapter 5 Net, WA3DSP?
WA2TWS. Morning, Doug.
WA2TWS. Boy, Roy, I'm glad to hear you on here. Happy New Year to you. Good signal down here. I shouldn't say down here because I'm actually listening on my receiver up in Richboro. The noise level down here is quite high, and it seems to have gotten worse. I tried to get on the straight key net last night, and, my transceiver is not the best CW transceiver. It isn't bad, but I found that when I narrow my bandwidth down, the noise level really creates a problem, and it's so high. It was about an S9 noise level last night. All right, any other check-ins this morning for the Delaware Valley QCWA Chapter 5 Net, WA3DSP?
Yeah, W3OOJ.
Okay, good morning, Dick. W3OOJ. Good to hear you in here this morning. Happy New Year. Hopefully everything is all right with you and your family up there. We came down here yesterday. We were going to come down on Thursday, and then we were going to come down on Friday, and things just came up, and we kind of pushed it off. We decided to come down yesterday in the afternoon. And traffic was pretty bad up there, but once we got down this way, it was pretty sparse, and it's always very quiet down here this time of year. Any other check-ins for the Delaware Valley QCWA Chapter 5 Net, WA3DSP, Cape May? Okay, well, maybe we'll have a few more as we go along. So we'll start with Jim, KJ3T. And Jim, you pass it to Roy, WA2TWS. And Roy has been a longtime member of the QCWA Chapter 5. He doesn't often get on here because he actually has to travel to a different home to get on. He's got two homes. And his rig is at one, and he basically lives at the other. But hopefully we can get him to come to our get-together when we have it for the new Chapter 5 net, which is forming up. So, Jim, you pass it to Roy, WA2TWS, and Roy, you pass it to Dick, W3OOJ. KJ3P and the Delaware Valley QCWA Chapter 5 net, WA3DSP, Cape May.
All right, WA3DSP and the rest of the net, KJ3B. And again, the name here is Jim, and we're located in Schwenksville in western Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. And it's a beautiful, bright day here today. And it's 45 degrees out there. I think I'm really going to look forward to walking the doggies when I finish up here. That'll be a delightful morning without all the chilly weather that we've had. Let's see. Yes, I did get some emails from the new Chapter 5, the reconstituted Chapter 5, and see that there's now some officers, and they, I believe, they put the they sent in a chapter report to National Headquarters of QCWA to kind of outline what was happening and update everybody on the news, so that'll probably be in the next issue of the QCWA Journal. So I'm looking forward to that. And I know that AF4NC, Tom was at the organizational dinner, and he took some photos, and certainly Doug knows that. And so I expect that one or two of those photos will be accompanying the chapter report in the journal. So that'll be good. I don't want to talk any more here. I'll turn it right over to Roy. I think I'm right. WA2TWS. Good morning to you, Roy. KJ3P.
Yeah, KJ3P in the net, WA2TWS. You got it right, Jim, and Happy New Year, everybody. And, Jim, we're over in Flemington, New Jersey. Actually, we're in Cherryville, a little town in the geographic center of Hunterdon County, up on the Hunterdon Plateau, about 12 miles from the Delaware Valley. And we have a 100-foot wire up about 35 feet fed with tuned feeders. And, Dick, boy, it's been a long time since I've heard you. It's a real pleasure to hear your signal. Everybody's putting a good signal in here. Evenings, I tell you, like on the traffic net, we couldn't even pass any traffic. It's been going on for weeks, and I just wonder if anybody knows what's happening there. It's been too long for a solar event. Over to you, Dick, W3OOJ, and the net, WA2TWS.
Okay, W2TWS, W3OOJ, good morning to everyone. And I'm not too sure I recognize all the call signs anymore. I think Roy is WA2TWS over in New Jersey, WA3 anyway, WA2TWS. And I'm glad to hear all of this new information about the reorganization of Chapter 5. And, of course, Doug and I have been a member, and so has W2UAE, a long, long time with Chapter 5. So glad to hear that they're doing something with it, because it's been a pretty good chapter all these years. And most all of the fellows that I'm acquainted with are passed on. So I don't have anything here, Doug. I had a little trouble getting this damn receiver back on frequency again. And since I can't see very well, WA3DSP in Cape May, W3OOJ.
Okay, W3OOJ in the Delaware Valley, QCWA Chapter 5 net, WA3DSP Cape May. And Dick, you're just a little bit high in frequency there. I think maybe you're at 0.1, 3917.1, but don't mess with it if you're going to throw it off. It's just very slightly, and I can tune for that. Very good, everyone, and good to hear people checking in here this morning. We watched the New Year come in last night on TV. The usual Dick Clark event there, I guess, which will go on for eternity, even though he's no longer with us. But it was a quiet New Year here. It was just Lynn and I, and really didn't hear very much going on in the neighborhood. This time of year, we've got maybe one or two neighbors. Actually, there's three neighbors on this street that are here year-round, which is good. We're glad that they're there because they kind of keep an eye on things. But, you know, on some blocks here in the neighborhood, you know, there's hardly anybody around this time of year. So we'll probably go down and take a walk on the beach today. It looks like a nice day to do it, and it doesn't look like the wind's blowing,
which can be a problem if it's blowing very hard, because that cold wind off the water is not very nice. But it looks very still out there, and hopefully we'll have a nice day out on the beach for a walk, maybe later on this afternoon. So, do we have any other check-ins this morning for the Delaware Valley QCWA Chapter 5 Net, WA3DSP, KMA?
Yeah, KA2E, good morning.
Whiskey 3, Kilo Kilo Oscar, good morning.
Okay, good morning, Mike, KA2E, and I got Whiskey 3, Kilo Kilo Oscar. And there was another station in there also. Go again.
November 1, Juliet Tango, Bravo.
Okay, N1 JTB, WA3DSP. Boy, the band's in good shape this morning. Everybody's about the same signal level, no matter where they are, and sounding very, very good. So, good morning, Mike, and the others that checked in. You have to give me your name again and location. I don't have my list down here, and I don't remember for those that don't check in very often. So, very good. Very good. Any other check-ins before we go down the list one more time, WA3DSP? Okay. Well, we have, for those that just checked in, we have... Jim, KJ3P, and Roy, WA2TWS, and Dick, W3OOJ. And I think most all of you check in on a rather regular basis, but Roy is not checked in very often recently because he has to travel to a different location in order to check in. And on these cold mornings, winter mornings, it's a little bit hard for him to do that. But Roy, on this round... you might give people a little background on yourself, and also the fact that you're a net control for the AWA. Roy is a net control on Wednesdays, and I'm on Fridays for the Antique Wireless Association net, which meets on 3837 at 9:30 here on 75 meters. So, we'll start the next round with Jim, KJ3P, to WA2TWS, to W3OOJ, to KA2E, and then Mike, you pass it to W3KKO, and then N1JTB. Back up to you, Jim, KJ3P, WA3DSP, and the Delaware Valley. QCWA Chapter 5 Net.
What's the fun in that?
Who was that? Was somebody calling WA3DSP? Okay, I don't hear it. Go ahead, Jim, KJ3P, WA3DSP.
Yeah, okay, though. Yeah, I heard that too, and I'm not sure what he said. WA3DSP in the net from KJ3P. All right, good morning to everyone else who checked in. And a bright, sunny day it is. I hope you get to do your walk along the beach there, Doug. That sounds like a wonderful thing to do. And like I say, I'm going to be walking the dog. I found out a new positive result of walking the dogs, and that is it gives me a chance to check on my guy wires or guy ropes that I have holding up to 40-foot poles, 40-foot aluminum poles. It's the only way that I can really, without putting up a real tower, it's the only way I can get stuff up here. I don't have tall enough trees. So I have these two aluminum poles with guy ropes, good mil-spec, UV-resistant guy ropes. So they've been up there for years and years. And they've been up there so long that I noticed the last couple of years they have lichen growing on the lower parts of the rope. And when I was out there walking the dogs, looking at things, I saw a couple of guy wires, ropes that were separated. They were broken and laying on the ground, but the poles were still up. The deer in the neighborhood, of which there are many, I guess have taken a liking to the lichen, and they were chewing it off, and while they were chewing the lichen off of the rope, they also chewed right through the rope. They did that on two guy ropes. So I have, I'm putting some spiral cable wrap on the lower 6 feet or so of the guys. I've got to get the rest of that done today because I don't want to, I would really rather have those poles stay up holding the antenna where it's supposed to be. That would really be my preference, you understand. So I will give this a shot and see if that holds back the little critters from doing that. I also sprayed some stuff on there to try to get rid of that lichen, but I think I wanted to take something a little heavier duty. So that's what I'm doing, but nothing else yet. So that's a positive result of walking the dogs. I don't think I would have ever been out there looking at those guys unless I had walked the doggies out by there. So that's my story. Over to you, Roy, WA2TWS in the net, KJ3P.
Yeah, KJ3P and the growing net, WA2TWS. Very good, Jim. Yeah, that's secondary to getting the exercise yourself. Well, yeah, these things do deteriorate, and I tell you, mine have been up quite a while here. Doug knows I'm trying to get another antenna up at the other place. I've got all the materials, but with my health, it's very hard for me to do anything. And let me say Happy New Year to Mike and to KKO and JTB, Juliet Tango Bravo. And also, I wanted to say, Doug, that yes, very glad to hear about the Chapter 5 rejuvenation, and Lord willing, we'll try to get to those meetings. You said to say a little bit about myself. Well, I'm almost 90. My spine is shot. I have severe stenosis. My heart is shot. So I have a little trouble tottering around with a equilibrium problem. I have to use a walker, so that kind of limits the activities I'd like to do. I'm great sitting down at the computer, ham radio, driving, but that's why I haven't gotten over here. The places are about a mile and a half apart. The other one I had bought for my girlfriend of 44 years, and she passed on 4 years ago, and that's a lot better shape than the old QTH here, which I bought in 1948 when I got out of the Army. So that's the story there, but I have all the antennas and the computer and the DSL and everything over here, so it's sort of like a studio or an office. Okay, and Dick, you mentioned Don there, UAE, and I remember even before I joined the QCWA, which I didn't do until much later after I was eligible, Don used to send, notices and things, and boy, when he was the secretary, the thing ran like clockwork. Everything was just really great. I was sorry to, of course, see health issues cause him to give that up, but I hope he's okay. I haven't talked to him for a while, and it would be certainly great, you know, to all get together again. Okay, so Mike, over to you. Everybody's putting a good signal in here, by the way, and certainly a lot better than conditions on the low end of 80 at night. And okay, so KA2E and the group WA2TWS.
Actually, Dick gets it, W3OJ.
I'm sorry, Dick.
Yeah, okay, WA2DWS, W3OOJ. Very good, Roy. I've been a long time since I've heard you on the air, and I'm aware of your physical problems. I have a few myself. I'm legally blind, and I've had a minor stroke, and I can't remember things in a hurry, so that's awful getting old. I'm 93 years old, and one fellow older than me on this net, and that's W2UAE, Don, and I think he's with his son or daughter this, for the holidays. And Mike, it's great to hear you on again. I wish I could be on the CW net with you, but that's kind of hard. I do a CW net on Thursday morning. The Society of Wireless Pioneers at 14:55, and it's 11 o'clock on Thursday morning. And I belong to that net for many years also. I joined the KCWA on November 1965. And I had 25 years in then. And last year, I think it was, I had 75 years in as a licensed ham. And I don't get on much anymore because I guess it's difficult for me to see the dial on this radio. And if I don't run it with a computer, then I have trouble getting it on. I had it this morning, and I can't see the damn dials on this thing. And I had pushed the button for antenna, and it was on the wrong antenna. And but anyway, I found it. And got back on again. So, nothing else going on here. Mike, it's been great talking to you on CW, and I hope that someday we can do it again. That was, you become a pretty neat CW operator. KA2EW3OOJ.
Yeah, W3OOJ and the gang from KA2E. Good morning, everybody, and Happy New Year from Staten Island, New York. 44 degrees right now, and it's one heck of a beautiful day right now. Let's see. Roy, it's really great to hear your voice again. It's been quite a while. It's good to hear you, and sure understand why it's difficult for you to get on the net. We won't hold it against you. let's see, for KJ3P, I have the same arrangement. I've got a 40-foot mast made out of, the snap-together TV mast sections, the 5-foot TV mast sections, and it stays up pretty good, but I got some guy ropes on it also, and my problem is these porcelain berries. These are a very fast-growing vine. I mean, they literally grow like 6 inches a day. And if you don't watch it, they will take over everything. And so I'm constantly cutting down these porcelain berries. They're a parasitic plant that was brought here from, I don't know where, but as a ground cover. So, anyway, that's the problem with those things. They curl their way up the antenna support. I have a couple of these poles up to support not only the center, but I got a couple of 20 footers which support the end so that they stay up a little bit higher. And I'm hoping to get one of these days. My next project is to get this antenna system up to about 50 feet. Probably we'll need a better mast for that. I don't think 50 feet of this TV stuff will work, but you never know. What you do is you try it, and if it falls down, then you try something else. So anyway, and Dick, I was on the net. The conditions are very poor on 40 meters at net time. I can't hear. It was just me. It was George up in Canada. Raj was on, and it was just me, Raj, George, and we couldn't hear each other. The only station I could hear was net control. The band's really long, and we'd be able to hear you anyway if you were if you were on anyway. By the way, feel free to give a call anytime. I didn't call because I didn't want to disturb you over the holidays, but feel free to give a call anytime you want, Dick. Let's see what else. Nothing right now, so let me see. Who gets it next? W3KKO. I think you're down here in Maryland, as I recall. It's KA2E.
KA2E, W3KKO. Good morning, and good morning, Doug, W3DSP. Doug, heard your call sign as I was going through the frequencies this morning, and I've checked into the Bruce Kelly net a couple of times, so I heard yours and just wanted to stop by and see how things were going. Good morning and Happy New Year to everybody. I have not been in this for 25 years, so I can't join the club, although I really would love to. It's actually less than a year. But I like hearing from everybody that's up there in southeastern Pennsylvania. I grew up in northeast Philadelphia. My father was the original W3KKO, Bill Engel, from up there in Somerton, and I was able to get his call this year when I got my general. But again, just I enjoy listening to the folks that have been doing this for a long time. They're very professional, very etiquette-oriented. I love that. It's very easy. It's becoming very easy for me to be able to tell who grew up in CB and who didn't by listening to the different individuals and the lingo that they use. And I'm getting to be like my dad was. I can't stand it. I much prefer the etiquette-driven. But gentlemen, again, I'll sit back and listen. Wish everybody a very happy new year, a very healthy new year. And Godspeed going forward. W3KKO, back to the net. So, yes, we're in Hagerstown, Maryland also.
W3KKO, WA3DSP. What is your name?
Sorry, Doug, name is Cliff. Charlie Leelandia, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Cliff.
Okay, very good, Cliff. Well, we've got one more, and then I'll make comments. So over to N1JTD, WA3DSP.
Thank you, Hannah. Good morning, everybody. This is N1JTD. We're at Central Connecticut, where not too much going on. The sky's a little cloudy, not too bad. We screwed outside a little bit so I can get some solar observations. And there hasn't been any sunspots in I don't know how long. Or any substantial sunspots, so it's got something to do with the propagation characteristics. Oh well, what are you gonna do? The 90, I forget. One of the advantages or one of the disadvantages of getting older. Anyway, my name is Rick Roma, India, Charlie Keel, QTH in Central Connecticut. And like I say, just kind of wait for the sun to come back up. I'm back in the clouds. Anyway, current temperature is 42 degrees, winds are out of the west is 5. And the barometer is 30.12, something like that. And no critters out at the bird feeder. There was a bunch of blue jays there. There was four or five of them out just a few minutes ago. But apparently they've all found something. They've all found something better to do rather than run around and see if they can find some seed. Anyway, that's about it. Back to that. Go ahead, please. How are you, JTB?
Okay, N1JTB and the Delaware Valley QCWA Chapter 5 net, WA3DSP, Cape May, New Jersey. Very good, and good for everyone here this morning. Very good signals, no problem whatsoever. Low QSB, and I wish we had these kind of conditions all year round. Well, we're right about at the minimum here. Actually, the days are starting to get longer. But this is an excellent time of year for the lower frequencies, and it certainly is a good example this morning. I just wanted to comment to Cliff there that fine on checking into the AWA, and you're always welcome here. You do not have to be a member of QCWA to check in here, and you may not be able to be a member of QCWA proper, but anyone is welcomed on this net. So please check in anytime that you wish. And, of course, the AWA net, I mean, anybody can be a member of the AWA, and that net is on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 3837 at 9:30. And oftentimes, newcomers check into that net. That's the Antique Wireless Association, and that's people that generally are interested in old radio, but we talk about many other things, so it doesn't have to be just old radio. And let's see, Jim, on your guy wires,
That's a shame that the deer are doing that, but boy, you really have to protect them because, you know, if one of those comes down, it's not going to be good for your operation. It's probably not going to hurt anything too much because it's not a tower or anything like that, but you certainly wouldn't want to lose communications because of that. I just changed all of my ropes here at Cape May and also up in Pennsylvania this summer. I've now bought 1,000 feet of 3/8 inch black. I guess it's Dacron, but it's very good quality rope. I bought it on eBay, and it's actually made in the United States. Made I think in Tennessee, it was about $40 per 500 feet. The rope that I bought, and it was recommended to me by somebody in Philmont. Actually, Bill, W3AOK, he uses it quite a bit, and a lot of it was used at Field Day this year, so I picked it up, and so far I've been very happy with it. It looks like it's very good quality, but we'll see how it lasts over time. It's a little bit heavier, it's 3/8 than a lot of the rope that people use. It's not real heavy, though, so it's certainly usable. And let's see, any other comments here? Well, Roy, you know, I always have the offer there about the antenna, helping you with it. So our weather so far hasn't been real bad. If you need help with it, you know, I'm certainly willing to come over and help you like I did when I did a survey over there to see how it would mount up. So maybe we could do that someday when the weather's not too bad. All right, do we have any other check-ins before we go to another round here for the QCWA net, WA3DSP, Cape May? Okay, nothing heard, so I guess we'll go down one more time. Again, Happy New Year to everyone on the net, and I might also note that I am recording this net, and I usually post the recordings on my QCWA webpage, or actually it's my ham radio webpage on the internet. There's many other recordings on there of nets in the past, both for this net and the AWA net, and you know, the reality is that some of the older recordings, the people are no longer with us. So it's always good to make these recordings at special times of the year, and I like to do that if I can. So we'll go back up to Jim, KJ3P, to Roy, WA2TWS, to Dick, W300J, to Mike, KA2E, to Cliff, W3KKO, and then finally to Rick, N1JTB. And I think everybody stuck around for the end here. So back up to you, Jim, KJ3P and the Delaware Valley QCWA Chapter 5 net, WA3DSP, Cape May. Good morning, Stu. Why don't you go ahead and make a transmission since I'm not sure about your signal, and then you can turn it to KJ3P. Happy New Year, Stu. W2AO, WA3DSP.
Well, thank you very much, and good morning all the way around. I'm sorry I got in here late. I'm getting ready to go to Florida. I'll be down there for 2.5 months, January, February, and the first 3 weeks of March. And we'll be leaving probably this Thursday or Friday, I would say. I've been a little bit behind the weather here on my health, so we wanted to get some issues squared away before we left. And we'll just wish everybody a very happy new year, and we'll see you one of these days. I don't think I'll be able to get back up here from Florida, at least not this time of day, but thank you very much for letting me in here. KJ3P, I think it is. Thank you. This is W2 Atlantic Ocean in Fishkill, New York.
Okay, good morning to W2 Atlantic Ocean in the net from KJ3P. I love that. Somebody throws in a good phonetic for their call. Great call. Thanks for all that information, Doug, about the ropes and so forth. I guess I'm going to have to lay these poles down. Maybe this summer would be a good time, and then put some new guy wires on there because they have been up there for quite some time. So that might be a project for the summer, and I'll be thinking about that. I don't know. I don't think that the ropes on these guys are as large as you're saying. I think they're more like a quarter inch. But they were, again, they were some sort of a mil-spec, not Dacron. I think it was the kind, whatever the material is that they use to make the police bulletproof vests, the name of which is slipping me right now, slipping my mind. But anyway, made of that stuff. And they seem to be holding up really well, except for the deer. So we'll see if this this spiral wrap stuff keeps them away. And I'm keeping a daily watch on that when I walk the doggies. And to Mike, I think it was Mike who mentioned about the porcelain berry vine that goes up. Oh boy, that must really be a mess. And I guess that's something you really do have to keep an eye on. Because if it gets away from you, then you can always cut it at the bottom, but you may not be able to get it high up if it's gone too far, and then you'll just have a little extra wind load on your guy ropes, which may not be good. And as far as Cliff down in Maryland, good morning to you, sir. I seem to remember W3KKO call sign up here near Philly. I'm about 30 miles west of Philly. So I seem to remember that from years gone by. I don't know if he was ever on the Philmont repeater, but maybe 20, 25 years ago I was on that repeater quite a bit, and it just sounds familiar. Let's see what else I've got going on. The only thing I've got to do is that tomorrow we have a house guest, and I have to bring that person back up to upstate New York tomorrow, so I'll be on the road a little bit. Supposed to be a little rainy, maybe icy. I hope it's not going to be too bad, but we'll take that under advisement, as we say, if we were in management. But that's the story here, and it goes now over to Ray, WA3TWS. Take it away, KJ3P.
KJ3P and the net, WA2TWS, and the name is Roy, and very good all around. And Stu, we'll say good morning and happy new year to you. Very nice signal. The only signal I'm having trouble with is Rick, and Rick, you're kind of down just above the hash that I have here lately, which I hope is not something local. And okay, on the guy ropes, yeah, well, Doug, I sure would like to take you up on that for another survey based on the materials I've obtained here. And I have asked W2GD garbage dump he's now doing this professionally, putting up antennas for big guns. And as a matter of fact, he was on I guess 40 feet up a pole, which had three guys on it. It was one of those ball joint support things on a plate, and one of the guys broke, and he was strapped to the pole, and he went down and it broke his back, but it didn't hurt his spinal cord. And when he recovered, he's doing it again. So I called John up, and he's going to come over and look at the situation too. I'd like to get a pulley at one end so that I can drop the thing down and, you know, make repairs to the center insulator connector or whatever if they're necessary. Okay, let's see. I guess that's it. I have a lot of notes here, but we have a lot of people too, so I'll just move it on. And Dick, this time I remember to give it to you. What happens is I had Don's call written under yours, and I had, you know, a note here to mention Don, and then I just rolled right into Mike's thing, and I skipped over. So W3OOJ in the net, WA2TWS.
Okay, Roy, WA2TWS, W3OOJ. I'm good all the way around for a change. The band is really in good condition for me. And the noise and level that I'm always complaining about is not there today. And It's really nice without it. But anyway, my antenna system for the 75 meters is pretty poor, mainly because I don't have that much space to put up a decent antenna. I have a 60-foot lot, and it's across the back and comes up the side, and it's the highest point is about 20 feet, so it's not too great. But I do have a decent antenna for the high frequency. It's a three-element beam, and it's about 35 feet up in the air. So I'm getting ready to take it down because I'm not going to be able to use it anymore. I have difficulty getting up and down the stairs, and I can't read this dial on this blame radio anymore. And every now and then I push the run button, as I did this morning, and I couldn't get the antenna to position into the amplifier. The amplifier I've had is about 50 years old. It's a pair of 813s, and it has been working great for all these years. Don't have a heck of a lot left here to talk about, and I'm really glad to see that they're reorganizing Chapter 5, because we've had some great people here all over the years. I can't think of their names anymore, but the fellow ran the big manufactured radios and so forth, and I can't think of his name. Anyway, that's my problems. Anyway, I've logged on QCWA for a long time, and I've enjoyed some of the association and so forth. And we've had many, many, many years of talking on 20 meters, 14347, and I do try to make that net every Sunday. And I guess 73, everybody, because this is about the last chance to get to talk. So over to you, Michael. Good to hear from you, and good luck to you. And Happy New Year to everybody. WKA2E, W3OOJ.
Okay, W3OOJ and the gang from KA2E. Very fine. Super signals all around here. Here in Staten Island. I mean, super signals. I don't think anybody's under S9. And it's just varying degrees of how much over S9 you are this morning. Pretty much the same on the on my earlier net, the 46 and 181. Incidentally, Stu, if you want to, feel free to join in with us. This frequency at 8:15 in the morning. This frequency, 8:15 in the morning, we got the Chapter 181 and 46. That 181 would probably be your local area. Net controls in Briarcliff Manor, and another fellow from Portchester checks in. And so we'd love to get somebody else, just come in, say hello. We'd be happy to, anybody here, by the way, just come on in and say hello at 8:15. This frequency. And when you mentioned the AWA, I always used to remember how great the audio was on the older rigs. I had a Hamelin HQ-145, and to this day I remember that. I don't even know why I gave it away. I don't even know why I did that, but Anyway, I remember how great that audio sounded, even with my crummy cigar box speaker. But it was interesting that last month's QST had an article about why the older rigs sounded better and what it is about these newer ones that make them sound so hissy and harsh. And kind of took the guy's suggestions and played around with the audio on this TS-590 a little bit. And getting it to sound a little bit better by restricting, you would think that You'd want the wider frequency response, but it actually turns out that he mentioned if you restrict the frequency response, it tends to sound better. And I do believe it's a lot warmer now, although it'll never sound like a tube-type radio. But it does sound a little bit better to me right now. It's less fatiguing to listen to. And also have a good speaker here, so that helps. Doug, please email me the URL, because I've never actually heard my own audio, so I'd like to hear what it sounds like if I got this thing set up right. I never really got a chance to hear my own audio. Anyway, with that, I'll also pass my 7-3, and hope everybody has a great week and a really, really great 2017. Hope it's the best year ever for everybody. Happy and healthy one. And Cliff down there in Hagerstown, what was that then? It was Fort Richey's over there? I remember having to go there once on TDY on travel. I had to take a course down there. I'm positive it was Hagerstown. Anyway, over to you, W3KKO, and again from KA2E.
KA2E, W3KKO, thank you, Mike. And yeah, Fort Richey is not that far away from here, so I'm sure that probably is where it is. Where I'm at, I'm here on weekends transitioning to a job in Cecil County, Maryland. They're halfway between Philly and Baltimore. So fortunately, the gentleman out there allowed me to put an 80-meter off-center fed in the trees so I can play out there as well. But yeah, we're about 20 minutes from Camp David. So every once in a while we do see either Air Force One or we see Marine One, you know, fly around every once in a blue moon. But too close for comfort if there's ever a conflict, but far enough away where it's not too bad. But again, I love sitting back and listening to everybody. It's wonderful. It's good to hear the signal report is good too. I'm running a Yaesu FT840, a little older one I picked up offline that was barely used, and I really like it. With an 80-meter NFED across the backyard, which is also nice. So it's good to hear, and I'm looking forward to listening to Doug's recording to see how it sounds. My voice is shot because I have a cold. That being said, I'll send it along. Again, 73 to everybody, and a Happy New Year. Turn it over to Rick, N1JTB. I believe that's Milldale, Connecticut. W3KKO.
Thank you. I got it. This is N1JTB, Rick and Tyler, Connecticut. And, yeah, no, you're doing fine. Yeah, I'm 100% copy. Not quite Q5, but they're pretty close. Anyways, what else going on? Yeah, current there is pretty much the same. Temperature is 23 degrees. Winds are a couple miles an hour, basically out of the west. And the doggone cloud cover is starting to close in. What else going on? I'm kind of disappointed in that. I was hoping to get some solar observations today, but oh well. Anyway, yeah, the gentleman that, sorry about the bad signal. I don't have much of a setup here, really. There's no tall trees to hang it off and so on. It goes from the south of the house out to a tree that's not even on my yard. And it's only about 23 feet high. Running about 75 watts. And it is regular, but, not very high, so sorry about that. I should have turned the amp on, I guess. Let's see what else going on. bummer on the deer chewing on the guide ropes. It's kind of a bummer. I'm not sure the installation is fine, but yeah, that's what you can do to control the wildlife. Anyway, that's about it. Back to that. Go ahead, please. N1JTB.
Yeah, M1JTB and the Delaware Valley CCWA Chapter 5 Net WA3DSB. Very good all the way around. Just a few comments here before we close down. Mike, on the audio quality, yeah, that's the old, I guess that's the old argument of the tube lovers versus the solid state people. And of course, in hi-fi audio, there's a lot of people that are still using tubes, but I don't know if it's necessarily the tubes or it's just the fact that it's digital versus analog might be the answer there. I haven't read that article yet, but I'll have to look that up. But I tend to agree with you But one of the other problems is a lot of us use the speakers that are in the radios, and the speakers that are in the modern radios are not that great. So if you use an external large, high-quality speaker, it does sound a lot better when you do that. And I have a good speaker here in Cape May, so I'm hearing everybody fairly good. And actually, I'm listening on my computer speakers, which are pretty good quality, so that worked pretty well. And I think, Jim, what you were trying to think of there was Kevlar, that the police vests use. And I'll have to send you a link. Jim, could you send me an email or give me your email? And I will send you the link for this rope that I buy, and you can take a look at it. Also, the recording. I will send you a link, Mike, but for those, I can't send it to everybody. For those that don't have the link, if you go to my QRZ page for my call, WA3DSP, there's a link there to my ham radio webpage. And on that ham radio webpage are all of the recordings of the net here, and also some of the other nets that I'm involved in. So later today, I'll put this recording up. It won't be up immediately, but I'll try to put it up later today. And it will be labeled, January 1st, 2017. So, let's see. Are there any other last-minute comments before we close the net? WA3DSP, Cape May.
W2ISP, Happy New Year, everybody.
I had a quick question for Mike.
Good morning, Joe. W2IFB, Happy New Year to you. Sorry we're running over here a little bit, but you guys don't usually have a net up there, so hopefully maybe you will today, but we'll be done shortly. Go ahead, Jim, and pose your question.
Mike, just a quick question, KA2E from KJ3P. Which issue of QSC was that audio article in?
The one before this latest one, the holiday issue. I guess it was the December issue. Over.
Alrighty, I'll take a look. Thank you very much. KJ3P, sorry for the delay.
Okay, very good. And Jim, I don't think I have your email. Can you either give it to me or send me an email if you have mine?
It's just my call sign at ARRL.net. That'll do it.
Okay, very good. I will send you a link to the Dacron rope when I... I think I have it here. If I don't have it here, I'll send it when I get home. All right, very good. Everybody, have a very happy New Year. Thank you all for checking in. And hopefully you'll check in again next week when we have the net again, and I'll probably be back up in Pennsylvania. This is WA3DSP shutting down the Delaware Valley, QCWA Chapter 5 net, and turning the frequency up to the New York chapter if they're there, 7-3 all.
Upper on the frequency. This is W2IC listening.
Joe, you're sounding pretty scratchy for some reason. Loose mic connection or something? M3BW.
Oh, yeah. I'm using a D104. I just want to know how that sounds. I could change back to the headset, but we had somebody tuning on frequency. It's W2IC. N3 EBW, W2 ISD.
Yep. Your mic sounds okay, but it's like, I bet you those contacts that are in that keying circuit there on that microphone, I bet you they're a little bit dirty and in need of cleaning. That's what happens with those D-104s there. Otherwise, good audio, good tone out of it.
Okay. All right, I'm using another switch. Tell me if that still sounds the same.
All right, give me a little bit more there. We'll see what's up.
Okay, this is W2RFB with N3EVW, and Happy New Year there, Stan. I wasn't going to come down here today, but decided to, after I got my chores done, I'd come down here and see how things are going. Yeah, I do know I got a contact issue with the vertical switch on the D-104. I thought I had it cleaned up, but apparently I need to take it back apart again. Anyway, I modified this years ago and hadn't used it at all. And I decided to start playing around with it this week, see if we could rejuvenate it and perhaps use it once in a while. Anyway, that's how that goes, Stan. Back to you there. N3EVW, W2IFP.
WA3DSP.
Yep, okay, W3ASP recognized. Yeah, you can turn that gain down a little bit, Joe. You're definitely hitting it too hard. The other station, pick it up.
Yeah, that was going to be my comment also, that you were really hitting it hard there, Joe. And I just wanted to wish you a Happy New Year, and hopefully we'll catch you again on a future net. W2IFB in the group, WA3DSP73.
Okay, Doug, thank you. Okay, I backed off quite a bit now, so I appreciate the comment there, Doug. Yeah, and 7-3 to you and anyone else listening on Chapter 5 here. Appreciate it. And let's see here. How are we doing now, Stan?
You're doing absolutely fantastic.
Yep, sir. Fantastic.
Okie dokie, good old lollipop mic. I played around years ago. Yeah, I'm down to about 15% mic gain, and I usually have to have a lot more if I use the boom mic with the headset. And I actually did turn it down, but the ALC is looking good. Anywho, any more comments? Appreciate it. If I'm stepping on anyone's toes, please let me know. So I got you there, Stan, and 3VW. I think Doug may be listening WA2DSP, and there may be one or two else in there. Okay, over to you, Stan. See if anyone else wants to join us. This is W2ISP.
Sure enough. Over to you, Ed. I heard you in there, and 3VW.
Yeah, you got that figured out. No, Joe, you're fine. That's a keeper. Just leave the knobs alone. Just simply put a piece of electrical tape over the knob. You'll be